ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, and welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Dairy Sai's Bishu. Today is October 11, 2018, and the Dasara celebrations have begun. The Kalasha Puja was done this morning in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam, and soon the Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yajna will begin in 2 days. You can watch the live proceedings of this 7-day long Yajna on our website. As always, every evening we'll have beautiful talks by students, teachers and Telugu scholars in Sai Kulwant Hall. It is going to be a feast for the eyes, feast for those who long for spiritual wisdom, feast for those who love to see our ancient traditions back in full glory. Feast to everyone who loves to be in Prashanthi Nilayam and soak in the peace, the bliss and the tranquility that is Prashanthi Nilayam. We will bring you beautiful stories of the Dasara delight in the days to come. But today, I want to take you to an event that happened a week ago on October 2nd, 2018. On that evening, all the former students of Bhagwan's educational institutions who are serving directly in his mission had gathered in Prashanthi Nilayam to offer their collective homage and gratitude to Bhagwan for having given them the chance to be at his lotus feet and do his work, serving in his institutions either in Prashanthi Nilayam, Vrindavan or Mudanalli or Rajahmundry. There are close to 270 boys, alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, now working in Bhagwan's colleges, schools, hospitals, in the Sadhana Trust, in the Central Trust, and it was lovely to see all these inspired souls at the feet of their Divine Master. It was called the Sai Sannidhi Day, which happens every year. The session had lovely reminiscences of group interviews with Bhagwan. That was the theme this year. If you have watched the Sai Sannidhi celebrations of the earlier years, you would find that there were reminiscences of how Bhagwan guided students with respect to bhajans, with respect to Vedam. In one year it was about dramas, another year it was about Kodai sessions with Swami. So different themes for different years. Every theme is all about how Bhagwan gave himself completely to groom and guide young hearts and minds so that they cultivate the heart to give, they cultivate a brain to discriminate, and they cultivate the hands that longs to serve. So this year, as I mentioned, there were beautiful stories of group interviews with Bhagwan, interspersed with lovely songs. This was the first song. Maybe you should hear a glimpse of it, just to give you a flavor of that day. had the opportunity to converse many of the Sai Sanadhi members to capture what is their motivation, what is their inspiration to continue to serve in Bhagwan's mission. Why did they choose to take to this path when there were so many opportunities in front of them once they finished their education here? And we call this series Utsaha, the drive to dedicate oneself to Sai. That is how we recorded these conversations on video. We went live on Facebook, and you can watch these videos on Facebook as well as on Radio Sai YouTube channel, and it is tagged with the hashtag Serve Sai. We are going to have a lot more conversations on this theme of what is the drive of so many students to stay back and serve in Bhagwan's colleges. Every story is so inspiring. In fact, I went to the Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, to talk to some of the boys working there. Let me tell you, it was such a beautiful, inspiring, humbling experience speaking to each one of them. Let me begin by sharing with you my conversation with Brother D.V. Chandrasekhar. He graduated in 2000. He joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bengaluru, and he has been looking after the Department of Radiology since the inception of this hospital. He was a gold medalist in our campus, in the Prashantinilam campus. He was a brilliant mind when it came to physics, but even when there were plenty of opportunities outside, he decided to stay back and he joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. When that opportunity came his way, he waited for the direction from Bhagwan to be a part of his mission. Before he joined Bhagwan's school way back in 1993, he did not know anything about Swami. But once he became a student, something happened. A lot of metamorphosis happened in his heart, and now his heart beats only for Bhagwan. Let's hear his story.
I was actually born in a traditional family, and we were staying at a place called Bhadrachalam, and I knew nothing about Swami before I came to Parthi. It was because of a local Seva Samiti which said that there is a opportunity to study in Puttaparthi, and then my parents, though they were not devotees of Swami, my brother felt, I mean he did some groundwork and felt that the educational standards of Puttaparthi were very high, and therefore he wanted me to study there, get an opportunity to study there. So I was reluctant to go, and I actually protested and then complained and said I'm not going to go.
Really?
And eventually I think the one thing that sort of sealed the entire thing was a tight slap from my brother.
Really?
And said
oh my god,
you don't have a choice, you study there.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I think in some way Swami was sort of, you know, drawing me to him, much against my own wishes. So I was not happy at that point in time, but eventually after a certain incident that happened in between, which are maybe I can relate to you on another day, there are too many coincidences that happened, and I finally reached Parthi and then I joined as a student.
Okay.
And I mean, it was a surprise to me also that I never expected that I'll be associated with, you know, 25 years down the line, I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still here.
After I finished my course, MSc, my parents obviously wanted me to come back.
Okay.
And then now it's my turn to, you know, reverse the entire thing and said that I would like to stay back here and then I do my bit to the organization.
So what was at the back of your mind, you know, when you finished your MSc and you had options, probably your family wanted you to go out, but what was that overriding thought which made you feel that I'm not going to leave Bhagwan's institution?
I vividly remember one particular, the first interaction of mine with Swami.
Okay.
Of course, this was the year 1993 when I joined. And the date was also very, I mean, it's historic, June 6th.
Okay.
When everybody remembers that day, June 6th on 1993. Mm-hmm. So, my birthday was on November 6th.
Okay.
And then we take you know, trays of chocolates and all to Swami. That was the first time actually I was sort of, Swami was coming to me at close quarters. And then I put down the tray and then Swami came walking in, created vibhuti for me and then put it in my hands. I mean, I'm not asked, I don't know what to do, and I was just holding things, and then Swami created Vibhuti, I gave the tree to somebody, and then took the Vibhuti. I still have those pictures. So those are my first pictures with Swami, so those are very dear to me. And then Swami said, Chesko, Pad Namaskaram. And I bent down. At that moment, I somehow recollect, even now I know exactly what passed through my mind. I just said, Swami, I would like to serve these feet forever in this life. Please grant me that opportunity. I don't even know, even now I don't even know, because it's not that I had a bond with Swami or even now when I recollect that moment, you know, tears fill my eyes, because I don't know what made me say that, I mean think that at that point in time, but I said, keep me at this feet and let me serve this feet forever. And after that, it's not that I was you know, somebody among the student community whom Swami used to speak to often or have a personal rapport kind of thing, but I think I considered retrospectively, I complained at that time. I mean internally to Swami, saying that I have been a good student. I mean I do suprabhatam, I study well. Whatever your
and you're brilliant. You're a brilliant mind when it comes to academics.
Yeah, I mean I was wise in what probably Swami should do to me, but ignorant of what probably he was expecting from me as an individual. But yet I think the silence, you know, Swami uses these long spells of silence, actually, which are much more effective than his words.
Yes.
So if you can't understand his silence, you can never ever understand his words.
Yes.
So retrospectively, I can say that the wisdom dawned on me that probably that was the best training that Swami could have given me.
Yes.
To actually internalize him. He was there outside. He was walking, talking to people, talking to students and all that.
Yes.
But the learning that happens is mostly because of introspection, and so the growth happens in the inner growth, right?
Yes.
It happens more of out of introspection.
Yes.
And I think Swami in some way forced me to see him inside and talk to him inside. And I think that even now helps me a lot.
Exactly.
Because when Swami is physically not there, I know there are so many people who are sort of dependent on physically Swami giving him instructions and all. I'm always used to taking instructions from inside.
Within, so that, that connect has solidified.
Yeah, probably that's the greatest blessing I think Swami has given me, by actually denying me
that
sort of
silence potent. Was really eloquent was for your soul.
That's true.
Wow. And that is what driving you, like every morning to come to the hospital. When you wake up every morning and come to the hospital, like what is that, you know, you look forward to? What is that you feel, this is going to enliven my life?
When Swami picks students for a particular task of his, right, Swami has spent hours together with this group of students. I mean, when Vijay joined the hospital, I mean, you were there in some of those initial years. Swami, every Sunday when we used to go to Parthi, Swami used to look forward and wait for us and then give us interviews. I mean, that shows, if you work for me, I'm here to take care of every single thing and guide you of what you need to do and what I expect of you. So the one interview that sort of stayed on in my mind, which keeps me, you know, going every day, is on that particular day, I remember that we had taken a sort of laptop inside the interview room, and then that was actually a video recording of a patient whose son got treated in the hospital, and he was expressing his gratitude to Swami. So Swami was actually watching the video, and we were watching Swami, and see, I mean, what would be his response or reaction. And then Swami was so glued to what the patient was saying. At the end of it, the patient said something like, but for Sai Baba, my son wouldn't have been alive. And I don't know what I would have done. And there were tears in the eyes of the patient, tears of gratitude, now that his son is hale and hearty. And so he says, I don't even know Sai Baba. He has sort of changed my entire life and perspective. Swami was looking at it, and when we were looking at Swami, suddenly there were, you know, Swami's eyes also became moist. And then for me, it was the first time that I was, you know, watching Swami, and he was sort of in tears. I mean, moved by the gratitude of the devotee. And so there was silence after that, and then this one. Then Swami sort of looked around and said, see the patients, how much happy they are. See the smile on that patient's face. And he said, when they go out, patients go out, I want to see that smile on their face. They should be healthy and they should go out smiling and happy. I want healthy and happy patients. And then he said, they come from so far lands, and then they don't have money for the bus fare. They sell all their belongings at home, and with the hope that they get some cure and succor here. And if they need anything, you please give it to them. If they need money, just give it to them. And then after a pause, then he added, you don't have to give it from your pocket.
Oh.
I will return each and everything that you give to them. I mean, see the focus of Swami, you know. All the patients who come here are not quote-unquote devotees of Swami, who know Swami.
Yes.
But Swami's focus on the ultimate beneficiary.
Yes.
If it's a hospital, Swami always has patient at the core.
Yes.
And then he wants to know, how can I do something for them so that at the end of the day they are happy and then they go out happily. And I think in an education system, students are the focus of Swami, and irrespective of what happens in between, to deliver that ultimate benefit to the beneficiary, Swami has urged all the people who are working for any cause, don't lose the final focus on the beneficiary.
Mm.
And with that in your mind, if you work every single day, I know that my mission is every single day I come here, I have to make a difference to anyone and everyone who comes in contact with me, wherever I can, whatever I can do.
Wow.
I mean, that keeps me driving, because the founder has made it very clear that this is your mission. If that is my wish, that's obviously our command. We have to execute it every single day. And I think this is a gift that he has given to humanity, but equally it's a gift that he has given us as an opportunity to use this means to sort of reach out to Swami, who's in the form of patients.
In those happy faces.
In those happy faces. No, I remember one of our resident, a doctor, his birthday, he was holding a tray, and then Swami came. He spoke only one sentence in Kannada. He told him, "Nanu patient age bartini, nodona."
Oh,
I'll see you, how you treat me, I will come as a patient.
Oh my God.
I mean, so after that, actually temperamentally that resident was a little aggressive and angry, and then shouting out and all that. After that, his attitude towards him, he said, "I don't know who's Swami, I mean in what form Swami is coming, I don't know, it could be this patient, I
will come as a patient."
He said, "I'll come as a patient, let me see how you'll treat me."
Oh my God.
I mean, if that is the mandate that Swami has told, obviously, of course, the doctor said, I don't know, this could be Swami or that could be Swami. I said, Swami has said that everybody is just not this patient or that patient.
Wow.
So, I mean, the mandate was very clear.
Yes,
for us, that's the driving force from within.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was Brother D.V. Chandrasekhar, who looks after the Department of Radiology. N. Karthik in the hospital takes care of finance and accounts, and he too has been there right from the inception of the hospital. He is a very talented bhajan singer, part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, had the chance to travel with Swami to Kodaikanal, numerous opportunities of interaction during dramas, music programs, and he too, once he completed his education in 2000, decided to dedicate his life to Sai's work. He decided to lead a life of service at Bhagwan's Super Speciality Hospital in Bangalore. What made him take this step?
It was just, I wanted to be with Swami, that's it. Even the doing MBA part itself was just so that I could spend
more
time. That I wanted to do MBA. So even after that, the boys who stayed back had the opportunity to, I was a part of the bhajan group, so to be able to continue to sing. If there is a break, you go and then, So I thought, okay, I just wanted to be with Swami, and I thought, okay, let me just continue there and to be with Swami. So whatever, wherever my services could be offered,
of
if I had to be there had to be some excuse for Swami to keep me.
And so the excuse was to look after the accounts of the hospital. How has it been working in the accounts of this hospital?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, to start with, I was actually working in the cardiac OT substores.
Okay.
There is some interesting prequel to that.
Okay.
While the hospital was being constructed, Swami was also building up a team of us. While this building was coming up, there was also a team building going on. Swami had sent about 9 of our students to AIIMS and some 4 boys to Baroda.
All India Institute of Medical Sciences.
So to train them in perfusion.
And 2 of our brothers went to US also.
Correct. Yes. So at that time itself, Swami had called me along with them.
Okay.
But he mentioned that, one of the things he mentioned is they cut patients like vegetables in hospital. Who is afraid of blood, he asked.
Oh, okay.
I did not say anything, but then said, I think you don't need to go there to AIIMS. I mean, because that would involve working in the operation theatres and ICUs directly with the patient.
Hmm.
But after that team came back, he said I would be in inventory management. That is what he had said.
Wow.
And that is how I started. So I was actually in a sub-stores.
Okay.
Then I moved on to the pharmacy purchases, medical purchases. And then I came to accounts department. Mm. Yeah, I mean, having said that, the journey has been wonderful. And at every stage, Swami used to ask, you know, where are you working?
Mm.
And I take it that when he asks you, if, you know, not that he doesn't know, and you answer that, I feel empowered that you know, he is actually blessing me with the capability, with the intelligence that is required to discharge my duty.
And knowing your sensitivities, you know, knowing the kind of soft person that you are, he felt this will be a work which will be best suited. But tell me, Karthik, you know, this is a free hospital. Anyone, whoever it may be, no matter where you come from, no matter your economic status, you get free treatment here. And managing the accounts of such an hospital, you know, how challenging it is, because there will be always demands from different departments about resources, and you don't know how much resource you're going to get. The mechanics of this hospital is very different, isn't it?
True, but we have, you know, 17 of our students at different locations, and generally the retention has been very high. I mean, a lot of employees who joined right from the beginning, who have
continue to serve
the opportunity to be with Bhagwan, they are still serving here. So there is a lot of responsibility in each location in terms of you know, trying to utilize the resources to the best possible.
Yeah.
Bhagwan has given, you know, guidance in various no, he, there's one particular time when the telephone bill seemed to be on the increase. Okay. Nowadays we get free calls, but then earlier this was a very, you know, telephones, STD calls and all that, no? So when that was brought to Bhagwan, he said, do not bring, you know, absolute figures to me.
Okay.
You evaluate if it is required. If it is required, I am willing to spend. If it is not required, we'll wastage is something that is not not done here.
Cannot
so
never
that
be
is the guiding factor, the requirement.
Yes.
And even you know, there is a the Karnataka government has offered a subsidy to this hospital in terms of power consumption.
Yes.
You know, when that was also, you know, taken to Bhagwan, he said, just because it is coming free, do not use more than what is required.
Karnataka government, if I understand right, had initially 2 crores, right?
Correct, correct. Now they have enhanced it.
They enhanced it to 3 crores now. That's really a fantastic gesture by the government of Karnataka, recognizing the good work done. But as you are saying, even though the power is coming free, but the hospital has been very, very responsible, still in utilizing the power.
In fact, we have a 100 kilowatt solar plant.
Solar plant,
You know, when you are getting power free, of course, at that time we had slightly crossed, but then now we are still within, but still we invested in that solar plant, we invested in some variable frequency drives, we invested in some LED lamps. In fact, the LED lamps, we about 3000 lamps we would have changed.
Yes.
That has brought down the power consumption on lighting by about 50%. That is about almost 50,000 per month.
Wow.
We are able to reduce because of that.
Wow.
Apart from that, there is some changes in ducting in the ICUs.
Okay.
So because of which the AC is used, you know, it's a centralized air conditioning system.
Yes.
It's used in a better, in a more power efficient manner.
Mm.
That has brought down the consumption in those areas by about 40%.
Wow.
So overall, about 70,000 per month, we have been able to reduce by way of these small, small
initiatives,
you know, modifications.
Wow.
And I mean, it's a direct, you know, from Bhagwan. What his command was that you should use it efficiently.
I mean, just because government is giving it free, don't splurge it like
that. Yes, yes.
It's really fantastic. I mean, the hospital is green on the outside. You know, as you step in, you are really swamped and you feel so welcome because of the sereneness, because of the greenness. But at the same time, the hospital has taken so many green initiatives.
True, true.
I think those are little green leaps, which I feel are very beautiful messages for a city like Bangalore.
Definitely.
Which is water starved and which really needs so much of, you know, there's so much of power consumption, and solar is one way to go forward. In fact, this hospital solar initiative was the stepping stone for Central Trust initiative of 2.1 megawatt solar plants in various institutions in Puttaparthi. Fantastic. So coming back to bhajans, because you know, you are someone, as you said, you are a beautiful singer, and you had the chance and you continue to sing in Prashanti Sanctum Sanctorum. And that was one of the driving forces, isn't it, to stay back to Bhagwan?
Definitely.
Every day you can get one more chance to sing, you can forsake anything.
I used to think, you know, what brings you here probably is the secular education that the institution offers. But what keeps you here the things like bhajans, the art forms, by which we are able to directly connect to Bhagwan, no?
Yes, wow. That's what touches your soul, fills and your soul.
I remember one incident when we were waiting in 2000, when Gram Seva first started.
Yes.
So, there was hardly anybody. All the students had gone and all the staff had gone for their duties. So it was only the waiting boys and Swami had just before bhajans looked at us and said Sapat Ramulu.
Oh, should explain
we were,
that.
Sapat Ramulu, we were actually, wondering why Swami said Sapat Ramulu, and we were discussing with each other, no, what is the meaning of that. Then we thought everybody else has gone for Gram Seva and we are the only people who are just sitting and eating, we are not doing anything else and we are just sitting there. So probably we should ask Swami. It seemed to be that Swami indicated to us, why don't you also join Gram Seva? So we thought, okay, let us, once Swami, after bhajans, he used to go into the interview room and come out. So at that time, we'll just kneel down and ask Swami for an opportunity to be part of this Gram Seva. So we all knelt down when Swami came and asked. Then Swami said, you can go for Gram Seva. Kani evaru bhajan paadtaru ikkada. So,
who will sing bhajan?
Yeah, so who will sing bhajans here?
Oh, okay.
Then he said, you can go after bhajan.
After, oh,
we got the best of both. Bhajans also.
You come to your soul first.
Still nice.
I think the Sapata, you should explain. That's a Tamil word, right? You should explain
Sapat
that.
Sapat Ramulu, he said. Means that is, Sapat Rama is a person who loves to eat
loves
and
to
then.
Bhajan and bhojan. There should be a nice balance of bhajan and bhojan. Fantastic. So, why not have a pata on Rama?
Okay. Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Rama Rama Rama
Sai Rama Rama Rama
Sai Rama Rama Rama
Sai Rama Rama Rama
Rama Rama Rama Sitapate Shri Rama.
Ram 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 Sitapate Shri
Rama. Ram 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 Sitapate Shri Rama.
Ram 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 Sitapate Shri Rama.
Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Yuga Avatara Sai Rama.
Rama Rama Rama
Sai Rama Rama Rama. Beautiful. I think the bliss that bhajans can give, perhaps nothing else can. I think that's why Swami said, let bhajans be your priority. And service will happen, bliss will happen, ananda will happen. The chance to serve also will come, inviting to you. Beautiful, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vrishti. Thank you.
Sarara.
After N. Karthik, let me take you to V. Karthik. He is the last boy personally, physically appointed by Bhagwan to the hospital in 2010. This happened just a few months before Bhagwan left his mortal coil. And V. Karthik, after he finished his post-graduation in Bhagwan's college, he worked for 3 years in multinational companies, in a premier multinational bank. But then, after being in Bangalore in the corporate world, every day he used to pass by this hospital. He always used to feel pulled to the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. And in 2010, finally, by Bhagwan's grace, he was able to make that jump. And he's so happy about it, so happy to come back and serve in his mission. His story is a beautiful story of victory of the spirit.
Sairam brother. The story actually began somewhere in 2004.
Okay.
When a group of students Swami had chosen. And in one of the sessions, we were just discussing with Swami. And that was the time when the Yajur Mandir was supposed to be, you know, built.
Mm.
So one of us mentioned to Swami saying, Swami, a beautiful Mandir is going to come for you. And we are all very happy for that. But Swami was seeming a little concerned. He inquired saying, there are already so many buildings and so many properties. Mm-hmm. Who is going to look after all this?
Oh.
And one of us just remarked saying, Swami, it is all yours and you are the rightful owner of it.
Mm.
Swami was not satisfied.
Oh.
Then we were like, you know, it was more of a self-inquiry that we had to do. So we kept quiet, like what it is supposed to be. Then Swami himself went on to say that you should have told, Swami, we will look after it.
Oh, wow.
You all being my students, my property,
yes.
You should have mentioned that you will
wow.
look after all the properties of Swami.
You should have told that, Swami, we will look after.
We will look after. I mean, that is what he expects of
wow.
his students. So, it had started way back in 2004.
Sometimes you get blanked out.
Yeah. So, he knocks the head and says,
yes.
this is where you are.
Yes.
So, that happened. And on the same year, on Ishwarama Day, he had announced saying, some of these boys are working with me, will work for me, are with me all the time. So, post which, you know, I went on to finish my MBA. And the pull of the world, as they say it. So I ventured out,
mm.
but it was more like I always belonged
mm.
in the Sai institution,
mm-hmm.
only physically I was outside.
Like some vacuum inside.
Some vacuum inside. I mean, every day I used to catch a bus right outside this hospital gate.
Oh, so you were in Bangalore?
I was in Bangalore.
Okay.
I was working in Bangalore.
Okay.
My father was working here
okay.
as an internal auditor in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So every morning when I used to take a bus right from the gate here,
mm-hmm.
I used to look at this magnificent building
mm.
and just send out a prayer to Swami saying,
oh.
Swami, why are you keeping me outside?
Oh, wow.
I have realized my so-called error. Please take me back.
Hmm.
And maybe it is something like my waiting time, as we would call it.
Waiting for the call.
So
yes.
it went on for 3.5 years.
Hmm.
Even during those 3.5 years, I remember a couple of occasions where my prayer was intense and I wanted to desperately join back.
Hmm.
So I submitted through my father
okay.
to say, you know, if there is any
vacancy,
kindly recommend me. But my father was being an astute man that he is always.
Uh-huh.
He said, no.
No?
No. There are a lot of boys who are waiting in Puttaparthi.
Oh my God.
Waiting for the call from Swami to direct them what to do. You already have a job.
Oh my God.
So your prayer must be, you know, multifold
oh.
for Swami to listen to you.
He should supersede their prayers.
He should supersede their prayers and act through me to submit this resume of yours.
Oh my God, he was truly a man.
He was truly an astute man. So, you know, even though that pining was there from my side, it was maybe not enough. But finally, due to some unfortunate turn of events, he passed away in 2010, my father. And post which I submitted to Swami that I would like to come back and, you know, be a part of his organization. That's when Swami blessed me in 2010 November.
Wow.
And
just a few months
since
after,
then I am here.
No, before he left. Wow.
Right.
Fantastic. So that is how you got your dream job.
I got my dream job, so to say. Yes.
So now, you know, all these buildings and all these corporate offices, the Bangalore lifestyle, it does not really affect you now.
Not at all. It's good to see, but to be here on this side of the fence.
Be here and enjoy that and enjoy this also.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. So that was a victory. Victory for Karthik.
That
was a life
yes.
victory, isn't it? So, brother, how has it been working in the hospital now, 8 years into the hospital? You're looking after purchases?
Currently, I'm looking after all the medical purchases that are required for the hospital. Prior to this, I was into the clinical departments of neurology, anesthesia, and the emergency department. So, it's been a wonderful experience, brother.
Right.
I mean, every morning you wake up, you know you're working in the best place in the world.
Wow.
And that's what motivates me. You know that you're doing right. You couldn't have done anything better. And he decides.
Yes.
End of the day, it's he decides. And even during my working day, there have been so many instances where his hand is felt.
Oh, wow.
Because medical purchases is a very important and a responsible position.
Yes.
In any organization.
Yes.
So, at every moment, whenever there is a doubt in me, I just sent out a prayer to Swami.
Wow.
And he guides us through.
Wow.
There has not been a day when, you know, we have not felt his presence.
Wow.
In the hospital, in the department. So it's an absolute pleasure being a part of serving him.
You have got this chance, you know. Though you could not say it at that time, right. Swami, we will look after this
absolutely.
New building that is coming up. But now Swami gave you the chance to actually do it in action.
Right.
You know, he spurred the thought and now it is fructifying.
He has fructified
every day
the thought
of
absolutely.
Your life.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
That was V. Karthik, and let me now take you to M. Subramaniam, who did his Master's in Technology, M.Tech in Computer Science, after his Bachelor's and Post-Graduation in Mathematics in the Prashantilam campus of Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning. And even though he had many lucrative opportunities, especially once you have a degree like M.Tech in Computer Science, here is a boy who decided to give his life and his youth only to Bhagwan and his work. He has been looking after, along with few other boys, the hospital information management systems as well as the telemedicine department of the hospital. And what inspired him to take to this path is a lovely tale.
Absolutely. It is Swami's love and grace. It's been a beautiful experience. It all started in 2001.
Okay.
When the hospital was inaugurated, and I had just completed my M.Tech in Computer Science, of course, the exams were over, and I had a little discussion with my parents,
okay,
saying that I would like to dedicate myself to Swami,
hmm.
because in this era where there are so many people claiming to be gurus and sadgurus and communicators, whichever place is the best place to refine yourself with your, obviously every individual is a certainly their own blemishes and imperfections, but where else can we find a place to learn and
yes.
better ourselves? And this was a beautiful place where you could be. You can't ask for anything more than to be with Bhagwan and
yes.
Make yourself better. So with that prayer in heart, I had expressed to my parents saying that we'll pray for Swami's guidance.
They're okay
then,
with you.
Yeah, at the time, I said, okay, let's pray for Swami's guidance. Whichever direction he shows, let us take.
Okay.
But heart of hearts, I wanted to be with him.
Okay.
After this discussion, I was at Parthi in the month of February,
okay.
just after the inauguration of the hospital.
Yeah.
It happened, so I was holding letters from my parents and from the relatives. And it was one day during darshan. Swami had come forward, he picked up letters to my left, to my right, to my behind, boys who were sitting behind me, probably close to 5-6 rows, and absolutely ignored me.
You were transparent.
Yes. He was looking through me, but not looking at me. I was a bit dejected. What's going
to
happen?
Yes,
and I wanted to offer.
Next day, this is the experience.
Yes. It's almost, I'm submitting an application.
And he's rejecting it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was a bit dejected. I got back to hostel and was praying to Swami, Swami, what has happened? It was a beautiful opportunity to hear.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I got the first line on that day. I could
yes.
sit in front and write in,
yes.
in front of Bhagwan. Actually,
yes.
Swami was just standing in front of me.
Wow.
But I couldn't have the opportunity to express what I felt. So, just very next day was a regular, normal day. And Swami had come earlier for darshan, so he had gone and sat after darshan for the interviews. So we were all sitting in the so-called third block. I was somewhere in the middle of the third block, maybe easily 10-15 lines inside that block. Swami comes out after the interviews. He was sitting on the chair and then he was talking with the elders.
Okay.
All of a sudden, he called me out from the crowd. I was firstly confused, is it really me?
Is it really me?
So look to my left, to my right.
Yesterday
system,
I didn't exist.
Yeah, I didn't exist. But then, yeah, when Swami looks at you, you know he's looking at you,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So I rushed forward.
Yeah.
And the first question Swami asked us, okay, what's next? What are you going to do? What are your plans?
Oh, wow.
That was really overwhelming because just the previous day and I was praying for an
yes.
opportunity and I had to have discussions with my parents.
Yes, yes.
So what more you could ask for?
Mm.
And I said, Swami, I just want to be with you. The very next question was, what do your parents say?
Oh, wow.
It was right at the moment I said, yes, I had done the right
thing.
It's all done there. I said, Swami, they are ready to accept whatever you say.
Yes.
Whatever you bless us with. So Swami then took my letters, he read through the letters from my mother, my sister-in-law, and referred that, yes, they are worried about you, I think, sure, let us see. That's how it started. And obviously, Swami blessed me to work in this altar of his,
yes,
and serving him. Wow. What more you could ask for?
Yeah, and you being an M.Tech, and of course M.Tech students have such incredible opportunities outside,
right.
I mean, in terms of career, you go abroad and whatnot. But you working in the IT department, in terms of what you studied and what you're doing here, perhaps it is the best fit, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. When that happens for each one of us here, right?
Yes.
When Swami gives you an opportunity and he knows that's the best fit for you and you are there in that place. Perfectly fit into the IT department. We call this as the Hospital Management Information Systems.
Yes.
And it's been a great...
Brother, maybe you can share, the IT implementation of this hospital is something which is lauded. We have read reports about it in the regional and even national newspapers. If you can share, in what way is the IT implementation in this hospital unique to any other hospital?
The IT implementation here, it's very focused on patient care. That's what I would like to state first.
Yes.
So we implement IT to enhance quality of patient care.
Okay.
That's the basis.
Okay.
Way back in even 2002,
yeah,
a hospital was recognized by Confederation of Indian Industries to having had a best IT implementation in the healthcare sector.
Wow. This is just one
just
year.
Just a year later after the inauguration
so
of the hospital.
Started with a robust IT backbone.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So if we are going strong from then on, but yes, the focus is on patient care, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it has been. Mm. Probably to stress my point, I should relate to an experience as recent as a week's old.
Okay.
I was taking rounds in the hospital to the departments which I look after. I found a patient kind of lost, and patient and his attender. It was a lady patient, and her son-in-law had accompanied. And it was a case of a neurosurgical problem where the surgery was required and all that. But at that time, we didn't know it.
Okay.
So he was lost. So I could immediately intervene in just a click of a button. You get to know what was the diagnosis of the patient, what is the management plan, and route him to the right place.
Yes.
And immediately, things were worked out. Okay. And he was admitted subsequently and had a surgery done.
So he does not even need to have any paper.
Yeah, it's maybe the card, the
just
eye card.
Just the card
the
he
card,
has,
he could,
you can get all the information.
That's what had happened. But this happens regularly.
Regularly.
For every patient,
you
this
have,
happens.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big thing. But what really interesting was, a week later, I should say maybe after 3-4 days, not even a week, because I was in my area of work, that in the registrations area, there was one person who was coming to me and was kind of ready to fall at my feet, and he was demanding that I should click a picture with him. I was embarrassed, to be frank. I said, no, what's happening? What do you really want? No, sir, do you remember you had helped me then? We could immediately go to the point, we got admitted, all the procedures just fell in place.
And the timely help
exactly,
you did.
That was a wake-up call for me.
Oh,
see,
wow.
That's when you see the effort of your work.
Wow.
Yeah? Right. Where do we actually place like a hospital where the doctors and nurses are the people who are actually
constantly interacting
with patients and rendering service.
Yes.
There is this point where an IT person, where the
most
people
of them
are
behind the back systems.
These kind of, where do you really see? Here was a translation of that effort. That yes, the patients are getting served.
Yeah. Swami wanted to give you also that experience.
Exactly. So day in and day out, this is the wake-up call that we get. We look around. I feel it's not that we are trying to connect to Swami. Actually, Swami is connecting it to us and saying, okay, this is what?
Yes.
You realize the work, the importance of the work that you do. This is how it's going to go forward.
This is how it is changing life. It's
absolutely,
making huge difference.
Absolutely. It's happened. See, in our place, everything is integrated. Lab systems, radiology scans come and sit into the system. So doctors, on a click of a button, they can get to see the scans.
Yes.
We don't print images.
Yes.
The lab... So-called analyzers are integrated, the results come back, fully integrated, it comes back and sits into the system, the doctor on a click of a button, you can see. So much so, our outpatient department is paperless.
Paperless.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic. I don't know how many hospitals in Bangalore or even in Karnataka are this IT enabled.
Absolutely. I think we mentioned about 2002. It's been going strong from then on. We should definitely be in the top 4 or 5 who have had the best IT implementation.
Of the hospitals in India.
Right.
When it comes to IT implementation.
We should be there.
Wow. It's such an overwhelming feeling. Wow. Every day you come across such stories. And I think every day your heart goes out to Swami.
Absolutely.
In gratitude.
Yes. Talking about gratitude, I had penned a few lines of a poem in Tamil. It's in Tamil. Expressing my gratitude to Bhagwan in this case. Yeah, probably I can render it. The relevance of this is it's in Tamil.
Okay.
And there are 12 vowels in Tamil. And each line starts with the each vowel.
So
that's how
so
it goes.
So you're a poet too?
Oh, not really.
please go on.
So it goes like this. அன்பிற்கே அடைக்கலம் என்பர் ஆனந்தத்தின் அலயம் என்பர் இம்மையின் இறைவன் என்பர் இவரிடம் இன்பமே இன்பம் என்பர் ஈடற்ற ஈகை கொண்டார் உளமுழுதும் உவகை கொண்டார் உழ்வினையை ஊனம் செய்வார் ஐந்திலேயும் ஐக்கியமாவார் எளியோர்க்கே எட்டும் ஏந்தலே ஏட்டிலுண்டோ ஏற்றதோர் எடுத்துக்காட்டு ஒப்பிலா ஒருவரே ஒருமித்தோம் ஓயாத உடையாய் ஓடுவோம் ஓங்குவோம் ஔஷதம் அளித்தாய் உலகுக்கு எம்மை அர்ப்பணித்தோம் உமக்கு. It is Bhagwan, even love has to take refuge in you. And this is a temple of bliss. It's a temple of healing. It's a temple of bliss. In this age of Kali, you are the Lord for all of us. And there is no one comparable to you. You have relieved all people of their pains. So we offer ourselves to you. We pray to serve you.
Wow.
You have given the aushadha, the medicine, to this entire world. And that's love in various forms.
Yes.
We rededicate ourselves at your lotus feet.
Wow.
Keep us with you, Bhagwan.
Wow, beautiful. Brother, you're not only a poet, I know you love to sing also. In fact, the last year during the anniversary program of the hospital, you also sang along with other boys. So maybe just one or two lines of a bhajan.
अंतरंग साई अनाथ नाथ साई दीन बंधु साई करुण सिंधु साई अंतरंग साई अनाथ नाथ साई.
Thank you so much, brother, for sharing these thoughts.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Lastly, in today's session, let me bring you the little conversation I had with Brother J. Sai Kiran. There are 17 boys now working in Bangalore Speciality Hospital. I could cover only 5, and Sai Kiran is a gold medalist in his graduation as well as post-graduation in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He in fact had cleared very prestigious entrance examinations for premier engineering colleges, but he decided to come to Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School to do his 11th and 12th grade, and after that stayed on and did his BSc and MSc, and today he looks after the laboratory and blood bank of the hospital as well as the cardiac OPD. He is such a pillar of inspiration in the hospital, and to listen to him about what is his drive is very moving.
Actually, the story dates back 2 years before the time when we joined Swami's college. That was in 10th standard, and we had come to Buddhavarthi for Prashanti Seva, as a Sevadal, or a pre-Sevadal you can call. And that time when I saw Swami, it was almost like, you know, I want to be cherishing all the moments with Swami. I want to be there. And that was when I thought that I should become a Sai student. That is the best that we could
get. Especially when you see all the other Sai students, I want to be there.
Yes. My brother was there already.
Oh, yeah, brother was already there.
And, you know, I was feeling that I should not get left out from this opportunity. But by that time, already in my mind, there was a thought that I should do engineering.
Okay.
There was a strong desire, thought, aspiration.
Okay.
So, you know, my mind calculated and said that, okay, let me study 11th and 12th, 2 years with Swami in Budavarti. I get this. And then after 12th standard, I'll go and do my engineering.
Okay, so you stay with Swami and also do your engineering.
Yes, get best of both. But Swami had better plans for me. So what had happened? After 10th standard, I had applied for entrance in 11th. And I got a letter from the Puttaparthi school saying that I've not been called for the entrance exam. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened, it was for our good, no problem. So, but in any case, we came to Parthi and later to Vrindavan for having Swami's darshan. And that time, some elder told us that actually my percentages were very low, academic marks. That's how it appeared to be, though it was not the case, but we did not want to argue. But when the card had come to my house in Delhi, that time I received it, when I showed it to my mother, and I saw how sad or dejected, depressed she was.
That you didn't get in.
That I could not be, Swami's student. And at that moment, actually, I decided that my priorities are different, going to be different.
Yes.
Engineering goes becomes a backbencher.
Okay.
And I would do anything that is possible in my hands to get into Swami's college.
So now it became like, this is the challenge, this is the thing to crack.
Yes,
and become
correct.
Size student.
Yes.
Make mom happy.
Correct.
And have this chance.
This was the priority.
Mm.
And that's how, so after 12th standard, luckily Swami gave me all this opportunity and I joined.
So after that, even though you cleared the entrance examinations,
yes.
I mean that is, you just...
That was immaterial.
Immaterial.
That was immaterial.
So you became a SAI student and 5 years in Bhagwan's institution doing your bachelor's and master's in chemistry. And very interestingly, you are now looking after the blood bank and the laboratory. I mean, you had knowledge of chemicals and everything that you studied sort of is seamlessly got integrated into
your profession. Probably it's Swami's plan, divine plan.
Absolutely. Yes. But when you became a hospital boy, you know, any moments that you remember, any moments that, you know, inspire you till date?
Yes, there was an occasion after we joined, maybe a few days after we joined, Swami had called us for an interview in Tridindavan.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned this, that an elder had approached Swami asking Swami for this boys, what should be the salary?
Okay, what should be the salary?
Yes, he wanted to discuss with Swami.
Okay.
And Swami said, see, between my boys and me, a third person need not make decisions, I will make the decisions for my boys.
Wow, between boys and me, nobody else needs to make any decisions.
Yes.
Wow.
And Swami then told that elder that na pillalu jeetham kosam kaadu jeevitham kosam vacharu.
Wow. My boys have come not for jeetham, not for salary, they have come for jeevitham.
For life itself.
They have come to build their life, to make their life.
Yes.
Wow.
So that is one episode, one incident that really, you know, keeps our spirits high and drives us for whatever we do.
And that has made your life.
That has made your life.
Working in the hospital.
Yes.
Tell me, brother, how is it working in the blood bank? Because I understand the blood bank is a completely voluntary blood
bank,
right?
Yes.
I don't know how many blood banks of this nature exist.
Here, what has happened is, thanks to a good number of people who have been touched by Swami's acts of philanthropy, they come and donate blood, whatever is the requirement. So the patient is completely removed, that stress of arranging blood. Is
correct.
Totally not.
He doesn't pay for anything.
Anything.
Including not arranging for blood.
For
that
blood.
Headache also he does not have.
That stress, that problem he does not have.
Yes.
So all the 100% donations, 100% collections of blood that we have is from voluntary donors.
Only voluntary.
Only voluntary donors.
And did it ever happen that, you know, that there is some emergency operation scheduled and you don't have that blood?
Yes, yes. There have been occasions that sometimes we don't have blood, or the amount of blood that was allotted for a patient, more than that amount was required because of some complication. There have been several cases, but Swami's grace, whether Swami's devotees or Swami's students or other people around, they are so touched by this Swami's magnanimous philanthropy that they come forward.
Oh.
And we have never had any occasion when a patient required and we did not have.
You never had that occasion?
Never that. Happened.
Wow. Working in blood bank is such a heartening experience, right?
Wonderful.
You find everyday people coming with that josh to give.
Yes.
Any beautiful moment that stands out being in the blood bank?
There was one occasion that comes to my mind when a patient who had got operated here.
Okay.
And then, you know, he found out from Sevadals and reached blood bank entrance.
Mm.
And then I met him and he says, I asked him, what is it that you require? He said, sir, mera heart ka operation ho gaya. Main aaj discharge ho raha hun. But there is nothing that I can do for this hospital.
If my operation is done, I'm getting discharged. Is there anything that I can do? Because I've received everything free.
I've received from Swami so much. My health has come back. Not only me, my family is taken care of.
Wow.
Now I cannot pay back anything to Swami. Can I at least donate blood so that somebody else gets benefit?
At least blood can I donate?
Yes.
Because most of the people who come are poor people, right?
Yes.
Most of them belong to really economically disadvantaged section of society.
Correct.
So blood bank is one place where you find so many people coming to express their love to Swami in the form of liquid love.
Correct. It is true. It is really liquid love. And this blood is something which even if you have money, you cannot go and buy. Only one person can give it to another.
Yes.
That is why this aspect of philanthropy is what actually Swami has sort of initiated in different people, different individuals.
When you think about it, it is not just one major philanthropy that Bhagwan is doing.
Yes.
How he has inspired
others
and continuously, you know, converting hearts.
Yes.
Of that nature.
True.
Converting hearts into giving hearts.
Correct. Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Anyone who comes into this space, he feels, what can I do? What can I give? What can I give?
How can I contribute?
How can I contribute?
Yes.
Wow. Also, brother, this has also led to a positive impact in the recovery of the patient. Has it, if you talk about, say, the infection rate of the hospital?
Correct. Good that you mention this particular parameter. Actually, infection rates, if you see world over, they are being defined separately for developed countries and for developing countries.
Okay.
We are a part of a developing country. But if you see the infection rates of this hospital, our infection rate is lower than what is the benchmark for the developed countries.
Oh, wow. Lower than the developed countries benchmark.
Yes. So, you can call it Swami's grace or this entire environment charged by this aspect of giving, selfless giving. That probably causes all this.
Wow. The Lord is giving health. He's giving hope. He's giving everybody back their life. He's filling them with inspiration.
He is Dhanvantri.
Dhanvantri. God of health. But brother, what is it that motivates you every morning? Like every morning when you wake up, you know, what is that thing that revs you up? I have to go to the hospital today.
There are, I think, two things. I deem it a great blessing, a privilege to be a part of Swami. To a part of Him.
Part of Swami.
Part of His institution.
Not just part of His institution, part of Swami.
Part of Swami.
Because
His
Swami
institution.
Swami.
Yes. This institution is part of Him. We are part of this institution. We are part of Swami.
We are part of Swami. Wow.
So, that is one thing that really keeps us going. And also this aspect of, you know, rising above oneself to be able to live for somebody else.
Wow.
To be able to live for society, that is something which really gives so much satisfaction. That is what, you know, drives us.
So every day you have a very good night's sleep and
wake
up every morning. What can I do today for others?
Correct.
What can I do for all the people who come, people who have sent by Swami, who are Swami's?
Correct. They are Swami's patients.
Yes, Swami's patients.
They are Swami. Yes, who are coming. Yes.
How can we serve Swami? I mean,
correct,
this whole idea of giving, that's what keeps you going.
Correct.
Wow.
Very true.
Fantastic. Giving is what keeps us going. That is the mantra of Brother Sai Kiran. In fact, that is the mantra of everyone, that whoever is working in this hospital. Thank you so much, Sai Ram.
So that was Brothers J. Sai Kiran, and the Utsaha series continues. We have done many more such conversations with members of Sai Sanidhi who have dedicated their lives, dedicated 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in Bhagwan's mission. And we are going to bring you those stories in the future episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Each one of them fills you with so much of drive, inspiration, motivation, so much of energy, spirit, to dedicate yourself to Swami. If not your entire life, do little bit. Give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes of your day and do something that will make Swami happy, that will bring a smile on His face. When you see so many boys so early in their lives thinking about nothing else but offering themselves to Sai, I am reminded of the difference between salt and camphor. The salt is white. The camphor too is white. To add a little to the taste is the salt's might. But to burn itself away completely is the camphor's delight. And the camphor feels this is its glorious right. No wonder, when we do aarti to the Lord, we use not salt, but camphor. The camphor's glory is forever. Light, warmth, joy. That is the camphor's glory, and it is forever. And so many of us love to be that camphor, so that our lives become a life of glory, a chapter in His story forever. So as I mentioned, we'll share more of these stories in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any such moments in your life and you felt very inspired to do something for Swami, please feel free to share those pictures, videos, stories with us. And if you're posting them on social media, please put the hashtag ServeSai. Let us create this momentum of dedicating ourselves to Sai and losing ourselves in the bliss that is Sai. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.